make them proud. I think they know about USIA. I think enough of them have done broadcasts overseas, and they know that this carries our message abroad.
Now, let me ask you this. They tell me that we shouldn't send a Negro to an African country as an ambassador. Is that true?
The Africans have strenuously denied it when we have confronted them with it. I don't know whether it's true or not. All I can say is that diplomatically they have said no. Some of them have been vehement in denying it. Others have said this is silly. And I don't know exactly how they feel about it. I would say that if you made a uniform practice of assigning Negroes or such Negroes as you had to African countries, they would resent it. You understand.
I agree with that, but we've got them in Scandinavia, and we've got them in other countries.
Right.
And what I want to do is enlarge them a little more. They don't have their 12%, and I'm not a percentage man.
No.
But until if we can find some of the top people in this country, I mean, you take either of the Mabrys would be wonderful ambassadors to some country, but top men,
yes.
I would like to get them up to where they at least in walking distance of the rest of us.
Exactly.
And I can't do it, though, if I've got the 20, 30 Latin American countries and 30-odd African countries, and they're just barred because somebody says so. Now, I thought it was the Negro community in this country that was objecting to it.
No,
the
Africans would object if it became a uniform policy.
Oh, no.
I don't believe they would object on the Africans. We've got,
We've got one in Sweden now, a good one on my Scandinavian trip, a Negro.
Yes.
Now, so I'm going to try that one or two, and you might get one or two of the most outstanding ones that you know in the United States. You ought to have me a list of that. You better just go to work, and if you want Whitney Young or somebody, get me some real outstandingly. The worst job I can perform is to name one that's a failure.
That's true. That's very true, and I agree with you.
And I don't know this field as well as you do. I'm going to rely on you. So you get me four or five of the top ones that are like Bob Weaver. I like Carl Rowan.
Very good, Mr. President. Meanwhile, I'll make additional inquiries among the Africans.
You do that, and you talk to anybody that you want to about Carl. Just say, wouldn't it be wonderful if he succeeded Murrah, and see what their reaction is. If you get any different reaction, call me, collect.
Very good, I'll do that. I'm home today doing a little paperwork because Mrs. Wilkins is not well, and I want to be with her.
Well, give her...
I don't want you to think I wasn't in my office because I'm just open on the job.
No, give her my regards. Tell her I hope it's nothing Lady Bird gave her to eat that made her sick.
Not a chance of that. Thank you so much. I'll try out Rowan.
Yeah.
I'll check on the African nations. I'll get you a list.
Now, this Italian president, he had more fun than you ever saw. He spent all day talking to me about yesterday.
Well, it was we saw you going by on your way from the luncheon, I guess, back to Blair House.
Yeah.
We were among those halted on our way to the airport, watching you go by.
Yeah, well.
It was a smashing success. I'm speaking not only of the dinner, but the entertainment as well. I think it made an impression on the Italians, too, don't you think?
Oh, yes. He was just crazy about it. He mentioned it 3-4 times yesterday.
Well, this is good.
Thank you, Roy.
Thank you very much, sir.
Bye. Goodbye.